Another question is sort of more of a style question. And, you know, you both have said, you know, we need to hear from people. And so I have a question about how you handle that, because the mayor certainly does hear from a lot of people in Sitka. And sometimes it's people speaking on behalf of a majority. Sometimes it's a very vocal minority. Sometimes you can't tell. And how do you tell? How do you know when to respond to constituents, when to bend to what constituents are saying, and when to stand your ground in the face of a lot of pushback? Mm-hmm. And I think this goes first to Orion.
All right. Well, it's about creating a dialogue with the community, and it's not easy to do. It means talking to a lot of different people, listening to a lot of people, and understanding how the town works in terms of different groups who have different interests and want to have different visions for Sitka's future. And being a mayor and representing the town also means trying to consolidate those visions into something that will be feasible and that will work and that will provide opportunities for all residents of the town. So, yeah, it's a lot of talking, a lot of listening, and a lot of research that goes into that. And you gotta, you'd be going down to the city, talking, are these ideas, I'm talking with a lot of people who want to see this happen. Is this economically feasible? Can we make this happen? If so, in what's the most effective way? What's the most efficient way to do that? So yeah, it's a lot of legwork, a lot of ear work, a lot of mouth work, talking, listening, and walking. That's what a mayor does.
Great, and Mayor McConnell, your thoughts on when you know when to sort of bow to sort of a surge in constituent opinions, and when to stand your ground and say, actually, this needs to happen.
Well, I think ultimately it comes down to what can I live with as a person. You know, we're all. Anyone on the assembly, any elected position, you know, there's a certain, there comes a time where you just have to listen to your own inner voice and make a decision. And you want to make that decision based on as much fact as possible and, you know, make sure that you have all the information that's helping you to make a good decision. And then, but ultimately, it's up to, you know, the person raising their hand or saying yes or no. So, So I try to do that. I try and be involved in the community. People see me out and about in a lot of different things. I go to a lot of different events and walk into town a lot, and people will stop me and talk to me about an issue. I get a lot of emails. You know, it'll vary sometimes. You know, some issues I'll get more emails than other times. That, of course, is a signal that, boy, have we hit a button on this one. So, when all of a sudden we just get inundated with emails, do our best to answer them. I know it's sometimes I get kind of behind, but I do read them all. sometimes I get phone calls, and so I just try and listen, ask questions. I think everything Orion said there, I would agree with. You know, I have learned so much about the operations of the city and what it takes and who to go to get the answers on things. And I've learned a lot in the last 5 years. So, and have way more to learn. I mean, it's an ongoing process. So, but I am excited about, I think Sitka, a lot of Sitkans are very engaged and care a lot about the community. And I think some people are shy about speaking out, and I hope that they would get over that and just talk to me about things. I try to be approachable. So, but the communication, I think Orion agrees with that too. You know, communication is so important, and we can make this a better place if we just talk to each other and work on our differences and find common ground. And I'm big on that. It's really important to me.